Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting second. The catcher, Milt May. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Whitson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May bunts towards the mound. Zachary juggles the ball. That's an error on Zachary. Cabal moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Cabal moves to third. May moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Cabal scores. May moves to third. Evans moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from May and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Evans steals second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is called out on strikes. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Youngblood reaches third base with a triple. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stennett. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Stennett steals second. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Stennett moves to third. One out. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Stearns to Cubbage. The throw back to home, and Stennett is out at the plate. Two outs. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Stearns to Baylor and they have Evans trapped. The throw over to Staub, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zachary moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Zachary moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Al Holland now pitching. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. the Giants will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin is hit by the pitch. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub juggles the ball. That's an error on Staub. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Giants. Al Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to second. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stennett scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Giants. Pete Falcone now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Giants. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster now playing shortstop. Billy Smith now playing second base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Staub moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to home to get Staub. Stearns moves to third. Brooks moves to second. One out. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Brooks moves to third. Flynn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Flynn moves to third. Trevino moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Fred Breining now pitching. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Bob Baylor. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flynn tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-4, Giants. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Trevino now catching. John Stearns now playing third base. Hubie Brooks now playing shortstop. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. Stearns moves to second. Greg Minton now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Jeff Reardon. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-4 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Giants will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon strikes out. 2 outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stearns fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.